Hello and welcome to the Hope for Today Cafe.
I'm Deborah Kimmett.
And I'm Robert Hawk.
And we are going to discuss
everybody's favorite subject.
Palliative care.
Palliative care, I know.
Before we start, we have to give our credit to our sponsor, Carol Redman, Dr. Carol Redman, who works at Hanna Fertility Clinic. And she has really been an admirer of our podcast and finds them very useful for her patients who are not palliative, but they want to have a baby.
Yeah.
Very difficult conversation. And so she thought she would like to sponsor this podcast because we are talking about palliative care,
yeah.
A very difficult word.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Carol. We really appreciate your support. Let's talk about what is palliative care? Just plain, what is it?
Well, I think first off, the word itself means, oh no, it's over, game over. We usually say it's palliative. And
yeah.
Once we hear that, it causes terror in our hearts.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that is really important to say right off the bat, that if you choose palliative care, mm-hmm. you are still choosing care. You will be cared
yeah.
for as opposed to having the focus on getting a cure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So palliative care means, and it's associated with end-of-life care.
Yes.
And the idea is, I think that palliative care is way less invasive than the regular care that we usually associate with going
well,
to the
I think
hospital.
When you're in the regular part of the hospital, the mandate is to cure you and get out.
No matter what.
Yes. And as you know, sometimes these cures take a lot out of you and a long time, and then sometimes at the end they're not working, or it's a diminishing law of,
yeah.
you know, you're not getting anything out of it. So palliative comes in at that time, and they are concerned mostly with your comfort, pain
right.
management,
yeah.
and your family's comfort.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something really interesting. There's some really great statistics on palliative care as well.
Well, I think most people think if I give up and go to palliative care, that means I'm going to die faster.
Yeah.
It's actually the opposite.
Really?
The states have done a lot of surveys on this, and they've proven that if you go to palliative care, you live 40% longer.
See, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's a big statistic.
That's
because
amazing.
First off, you're not being interfered with blood work and more tests and
yes.
things like that. You're given ultimate pain management, so you're not, your anxiety and stress isn't up. And you have less chance of infection because you're usually in a private space with you and your family. So the care you get is truly to make you comfortable. And as you've said with a friend of yours
yeah.
who was dying, he thought palliative was extraordinarily comfortable. And
he thought it was amazing. It was a friend of mine many, many years ago, and he had a really hard time for a long time. He was finally admitted to palliative care. A bunch of us were very concerned about him. We were like, oh no, oh gosh, what a terrible thing, and how's he going to take it? But you know what? First thing he said when he got into the room, he looked around and he breathed down. He went, ugh. And I said, well, what's going on? And he goes, this room is a palace to me.
Yes.
He was so relieved
yeah.
that he knew the invasive part of his care was over. And it was really a load off his back.
Right. Now, the other thing is, when we used to hear the word cancer, it was like heart stop.
I'm
done.
Yeah, it meant a death
Now
sentence.
People live people with thought, cancer for
yeah.
a long time. Even
sure.
when they're considered incurable cancers, they
Absolutely.
Can live 5 years, 10
you
years.
Bet.
So palliative has that same kind of energy around it, like it's giving up. And I think, as I think, it's kind of like going to Toledo. Nobody wants to go to Toledo, but sometimes looking at Toledo and seeing the GPS for it and seeing what the directions are could help. So what we're trying to do with this conversation, I think, is to dial down the fear around the actual
yeah,
word.
Yeah, yeah.
And what does it mean? And it means that there is an actual, first off, it's not just like you go over to the death department. There is an
yeah,
actual.
People think that,
well,
which is hilarious.
Well, absolutely they do,
they
because
totally
often it is
that.
The end of life,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And it's also usually coming at the very end of a very long fight
yeah,
with
time.
A long illness. But just to say, the palliative care departments all have, that is a form of medicine, and
yeah.
it's still a form of caring for your being.
Yes.
Now, when you get there, I think the biggest thing is, let's say you wanted to call the palliative care department and just have a conversation with them.
Sure.
A lot of times, the GP and all these doctors don't want you to do it because they have their own issues around it, because it's the section of
yes.
the hospital nobody wants
to talk about. And that's a really interesting point, because one of our messages here, the things we're talking about is that this is hard to talk about. You have no idea how many times Deb and I have redone this podcast because we're like, now we can do it better. But I mean, this is tough for us to talk about. It's tough for patients and their families to talk about. And sometimes it's really hard for people in the medical profession to speak of it as well.
Absolutely, because their mandate is to cure.
Yeah.
And palliative is to care. One yes. vowel different, but it's a huge yes. mindset. So you can ask about palliative care. You can ask if there's pain management for palliative that can make your journey
yes.
less physically invasive, less tests, less things. And you can ask, and it doesn't mean you have to go there right away. You
yeah.
can at least start to know what the word
yeah.
means,
yeah.
see if people from that department yeah. are up to your standards, have yes. a conversation with...
I'm not sure I want to be here.
It's like being on the Titanic.
yeah.
I'm not sure I like this ship.
I don't know
ship
if I like this ship. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think the thing is you have a lot more power when you can choose
yeah.
to look at the word when you're not too afraid.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
I just thought of something.
What?
And this may or may not be true for everyone. I'm terrified of my taxes.
Yes.
I am terrified.
Yes.
And I know it's tax season now, and I'm already so anxious about it. I'm going to delay it for weeks. But the second I actually get stuff out and start looking
yeah.
at stuff... the Mickey starts to go away. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it helps. I mean, the only thing is, taxes only come in April, and palliative might not be as good.
I know. Okay, so maybe it wasn't the best analogy.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I don't know. I was trying.
But it is. I think the other thing is that's really interesting about palliative is two things. What does it look like when you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's your family. They're helping you out. They're taking
yeah.
you to all these tests. They're doing the blood work. You've got a partner who loves you and doesn't
yeah.
want to let go. Or maybe you don't, and you have kids that really want to not go to palliative. It is, first off, you want to know two things. What is it going to look like when I get there?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it look like? It's, you're in a much nicer section of the hospital if they have a palliative care department.
Yeah.
There's places for your family to sleep there and to make meals there. And it's a lot more like, pardon this, but a birthing room in a hospital
yeah.
in the sense that it's a way for you to be at the end of your journey with
yeah.
your illness, whatever that looks like, in the most comfortable way possible.
It sounds so much more gentle than
yeah.
what we generally think of in terms of end of life.
Yeah. And it doesn't kill you faster to be taken care of in that way. I
it
think
actually
that's the
makes
biggest...
you live longer, which
yes.
is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like so ironic.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're having... because we were talking about having the discussion, and if you're having a hard time talking about this or even thinking about this, you are 100% and completely normal.
Right.
It is normal. And here's another thing about this. If you are able to have a conversation yourself, if you're a patient or a loved one with a person you care about, kudos to you. Way to go. However, we talked about this as well, is that sometimes you might have everything worked out. You might think, okay, we know what we're doing. We've made our decision around palliative care. And then somebody might change their minds or have different feelings about it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's really good about that is that palliative care, you can choose it. And then that it's not necessarily what you want to do right away, but you can get there by knowing to talk about it. It helps everybody have the conversation
yes.
to know what you want,
yes.
right? Now, when you get to palliative, I think there's a couple things people want to know.
Ice cream? That's what I want to know.
Well, there would be lots of ice cream.
See,
I
would want ice cream.
I don't know, but if there is,
I would want tons
going.
Of ice cream and Netflix.
Right.
That's it.
But can you get your medication?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people continue with palliative radiation, palliative chemo at the end.
Yeah.
If they can go to palliative and have that. If they've got Parkinson's or they've got a stroke, they still get the care,
yeah.
but it's not always forced upon them.
Right.
I think the biggest thing about palliative is they respect the body and how it shuts down
yeah.
or what it's doing.
Yeah.
So if you're still hungry, they feed you. If you're still thirsty, they give you drinks. But if you're not eating, they don't force feed you and they don't give you
yeah.
drinks. Now, this
yeah.
is where it's challenging for families
it,
because they have to
yeah.
accept that this is a different way of looking at end of life.
And I got to say, I know that's really tough for families, and I'm guessing it's really, really hard for medical staff as well. As a patient and having had a pretty intense patient experience, just having the choice to eat or not eat or drink or not drink is a huge choice. And I got to say, I bet that feels pretty empowering. Do you know what I mean? It's
well,
like, you know what, I'm not, I'm guessing.
I think it's more that your body just knows what to do.
Yeah.
So by the end of that experience, whatever
yeah.
experiencing you're at, is if you've got an illness and you're not naturally eating, your body is doing what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
We don't trust that.
No,
now,
we don't.
I do say
we
this.
Do not. Yeah.
What my experience with palliative care nurses and doctors are, they're very on board with what they can do to support you.
Because they're
that's what they're trained for. Trained it's a different form of
they're
medicine.
They're trained in to be sensitive to that. They're trained to make you comfortable. They know how to do all that stuff beautifully.
Yeah, so I think it's getting there, the journey from the regular part of the hospital.
Getting your passport, as it were.
Yeah, so it's and again, we don't mean to be flippant with any of this. It is an extremely challenging conversation.
Yeah, and I got to say, too, and if we're making jokes and you think, gosh, that's we're untoward or offensive. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is bring humor to this so we can talk about it and I'll be better prepared.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
So I think the thing is, the word is to de-stress the word and start to look at it as care.
Yeah.
And to talk to the palliative care department while you still have a choice so you can see what it feels like and looks like. And they have pain management options that are amazing for you. So they might even have some things that you hadn't got from oncology or another department. And then third, conversation.
Conversation. It's, it is amazing what you can do when you just start talking about this stuff.
Yeah, talking to your loved ones about it and realize that they're not going to all be on the same page at the same time.
Yeah. And you know what? Gosh, I think we did one, Deb.
I think we did.
After nine takes, I think we got it.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Wherever you are and what's going on, we sure do wish you the best. And once again, thank you, Dr. Carol Redmond, for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.